VOA News. At least 6 people were killed and 13 wounded in 2 bombings in Somalia on Sunday. The deadliest explosion happened in the capital, Mogadishu. 4 people were killed in a car bombing outside a coffee shop on the capital's busiest road. Officials believe the car was driven by a suicide bomber. The explosion caused significant damage to the coffee shop and nearby buildings. Earlier in the day, 2 people were killed, 4 wounded, after a suicide car bomb exploded near a military vehicle in Afgoya. All of the victims were government soldiers. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for the attack in Afgoya, which is 30 kilometers west of Mogadishu. A Taliban suicide bomber killed 3 NATO troops on a foot patrol in eastern Afghanistan Sunday. In the attack, also wounded a U.S. soldier and 2 Afghan troops. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Czech military has confirmed that the 3 victims of the attack were all Czech service members. The Taliban claimed the attack, which took place near Bagram military base in the province of Parwan. U.S. Army General John Nicholson, the commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, said his thoughts and prayers are with the family of the fallen and wounded soldiers in the attack. NATO formally concluded its combat mission in Afghanistan in 2014, but some 16,000 U.S. and other NATO soldiers are providing support and training to Afghan troops and carrying out counter-terrorism missions. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least 82 people have been killed and hundreds injured when a powerful earthquake rocked the Indonesian island of Lombok on Sunday. It sent residents and tourists alike fleeing into the streets. The quake was recorded at magnitude 7.0 by the U.S. Geological Survey. It was also felt on the neighboring island of Bali. This is VOA News.